Good evening, everybody. Thanks for being here. Welcome to Moapa Valley Town Board. Agenda for August 30th, 2023 at 7 p.m. Janice Redondo.
Brian Burris.
Lois Hall.
Jill Perkins.
And
Judy Mance, the secretary.
And our Lori Houston is excused for the evening. So that was our call to order. If you would please join us. Brian's going to give the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here today. We ask that you open our minds and open our hearts so we can do the community's business. We ask that you soften our hearts so we can make the best decisions for this valley. We ask that you be with our first responders and our military veterans and military members that are serving overseas that are protecting our nation. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brian. Pledge. Oh, I don't know where the flag is. Okay. Go ahead, Jill.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Public comment, anything that's on the agenda, which is Joe and the budget. So seeing none, we're going to jump right to approving the minutes for July 26th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from, what was that?
July 26th,
2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for this evening.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as written for this evening.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. We are ready for our informational items, which is a presentation by Mr. Davis from the Water District on a proposed signage and placement for Overton Moapa Valley Welcome Sign.
Good evening, Board.
Hi, Joe.
I'm Joe with Moapa Valley Water District, 601 North Moapa Valley Boulevard, Overton.
Short straw?
Say what?
Short straw? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll listen.
I actually have a couple things to talk about.
Okay.
You know, we've been, you know, almost 2.5 years on our waterline replacement for Main Street.
Yes, sir.
It'll actually, the 6th, you guys will see my crews down there. We have to kill a couple lines and put jumpers into a couple businesses, the barbershop, in order to facilitate Eagle View Contractors. So it's a local contractor that got the bid. And they'll take and come in and start replacing the water line on Main Street. As we all know, it's only a 6 and a 4 inch, so there's actually no fire protection for businesses on Main Street. So the commissioner's office was gracious enough. It's been a target for us for quite a while, but we could never afford the paving. You know, it's $260,000 in materials and $1.4 in paving.
To pave it.
Just for the patch of the water line. What we propose to do after we paired with the commissioner's office is to take and we'll replace the water line. We're actually going to narrow the driving lanes, which is actually a speed
deterrent.
It's a speed safety feature that is freshly recognized by MDOT, and then actually landscaping is a speed safety feature, and then the trees that we'll be putting in. So there'll be bump outs in the parking lanes. There'll be 18 trees that'll be installed. The trees will have a heat island effect, so they're supposed to take and kind of break Main Street up, get more people to try and physically walk down Main Street, and then there'll be some other ideas that'll come after a later date in order to take to try and help drive foot traffic. So, and with that, we're trying to partner with the Pomegranate Art Festival in order to take and use that as the draw. That's one of the big local things that we have here that's been here for a long time. So the existing sign that we have out here, the commissioner was able to secure a grant. So we designed a new sign. It'll be aluminum, stamped aluminum. It's colored, so it'll be maintenance free. We shouldn't have any issues with it. I'll come over and...
Joe, can I ask you a question first about the water line?
You bet.
Will you stub out to businesses that aren't there yet?
There's,
to a vacant lot?
Every business that's down there will take has water. And then there's a second phase component for the land that is just south of the inside scoop.
Okay.
And all of that will have a 12-inch main that will be put in it, but we're going to do that ourselves because we'll be out from underneath the oil.
Okay.
And so we can do that for a sixth of the cost.
Beautiful. Nice.
And so basically the answer is that every business or every parcel will take and have an opportunity to take and have not only meet fire
Perfect.
Flow, but they'll be able to take and, you know, accommodate any business that's going to go in.
Now, I guess, you know, my cost-effective question for the businesses, is this going to force them to sprinkle, or is there going to be any cost to them?
No cost to the business, but what we'll do is it'll drive our ISO down, so you should be able to take and see a decrease in insurance rates.
Okay.
So we will have, we're installing new hydrants. We've seen the hydrants that are on the side streets, Thomas Street, Bonelli Street, Virginia Street. Those are all being fed off of small lines. They come close to getting what we need, but the footage, you know, the fire code wants a fire hydrant within 300 feet of a business, and it's usually two. And so we're doubling up on all the hydrants. So all the side streets will stay in. They'll be fed with an 8-inch off of the 12-inch, and then there'll be hydrants in between those, and so that will pick it up. The only place that we're not installing extra hydrants is from Perkins Street down to the inside scoop, because they're on both sides of the road there, and so those ones are just going to stay status quo. And I do have, you know, an illustration of what's down there.
Okay.
I figured I'll start with the sign, show you where it's at. It's in the existing sign that's over here. That one will be taken out, and it'll be moved south of Overton and replanted.
The sign over there?
No.
This one that's right here.
The one that's right
at the
here.
The Maverick.
Oh, at the little island, if you will.
The one that Colonel Idle's wife.
Is anything happening to that one?
No.
Thank you.
That's on private property.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it was designed that way when the owner owned the property.
The trees... Promise me they'll never be oleanders. Promise me, Joe, you're on the record.
Here's what I'm going to tell
Joe.
You.
Joe!
I have allergies, and I burn every freaking oleander I see.
I love you even more than I did this morning.
What type of trees are they putting in?
They're called a red bush. So Title 30, they follow Title 30. They are drought tolerant. They will turn red in the fall.
Oh, yeah, baby. Pretty.
And so when they take and go in, they're green during the wintertime. People will have to recognize it because of the heat that's going to come off of the road for the first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they're going to whittle.
About this time, they'll start to turn brown, the leaves, because they look like they get burnt. But it takes a little bit for the root system to establish, but they are not. They're non-intrusive roots, so the roots will go straight down. We're planting them next to our water line, so we did a lot of research on what trees to plant. And so there'll be a sprinkler system that'll be installed on both sides of the road. If you, anybody that's been here long enough, Vernon, in the 80s, you know, the Clark County paid to have Main Street changed from a two-lane highway to a four, and trees were planted. The FFA planted them all. There was no maintenance agreement in place, so they died very quickly.
Yep.
So these trees are going to be put in place with a commercial irrigation system, and then Clark County will take and has an agreement with MDOT so that they'll maintain them. I don't know which division of Clark County. I'm sure Parks and Rec would like it to be the other division.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out of my purview.
Okay. All right, you're on the record.
But the sign itself will have two components that's associated with it. The aluminum sign will be placed in, and then we're going to go with the pillars on the side. It's similar to what they have in Santa Clara. And since it's aluminum, it should be maintenance-free, and it should last for quite a while. It'll have two solar lights that are associated with it, and then I did not want to take and have a solar panel on top of it. So what we're going to do is, if you get 25 feet away over to where the stop sign is, that as you're going around the corner to go down Cooper, closer to that stop sign, we're going to take and come up with a small sign, and we'll put a brown sign on there that'll take and show you that you can get to double negative X amount of miles and go that way, and then the solar panel can sit on top of it. So visually, when you're coming down Main Street, you won't see the solar panel, the power, the lights that are on there, since there's no power there.
Very nice.
Very nice, yes.
Joe, does the sign have to be that burgundy color? And I'll tell you why I say that, because I'm losing the pomegranates. I don't have the greatest vision.
Perfectly.
I'm sure you do.
When you're looking, what you're looking at on here, mm-hmm. and in person, to what you're seeing on here, are different.
Do they pop?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Kurt Lytle, who was instrumental in getting the street sign put in at that section over there when the original grant came in, he's excited about the sign, him and his wife. You know, there was a big to-do about getting individuals to design it. This was a very small window. The grant popped up. We had a very small window in order to get it designed and then get submitted. I did take in the Pomegranate Rub Festival, talking with Kim Delgadillo. They love the sign. And hopefully, you know, one of the commissioner's ideas is that hopefully we can get local businesses to carry pomegranate themed things in order to take and get a draw to Main Street. So once you get the foot traffic on Main Street, you can take a stop off in the store, and that's something that Wampanoag Valley can be known for. And that's just one of the components. There's various components. There's a lot of committees that are together trying to take and figure out what to come next. I was just lucky enough that this fell in my purview because of the fact that I was already doing water.
That's right. Can we put a little potbelly pig on one of the corners?
And call her Pommy.
Call him Pommy. I love it.
Midnight. Midnight some night. You want to show up.
Me and you.
We're doing it, Judy.
I know nothing.
I can see us now graffiti. We're going to go with the desert landscape.
Please.
Because we have a whole bunch of metal cactuses. So on Main Street, instead of us trying to put flowers or everything else, it's just going to die. You will see red rock. You will see some flagstones. You will take and see the red push trees. And then at every intersection for the crosswalks that we're putting in, they're anywhere from a foot to 18 inch high barrel cactus. And so it'll take a very low water intensity, very little maintenance that'll be associated with that, and it won't block the purview for Main Street. I'm going to take and pull up the picture of Main Street. It's too small in order to see the whole overview of it when you're looking at it. So I'll have to blow it up, and then we'll just scroll through sections on it. This is the southern end of town. It's not fun operating with one arm. You know, part of the component is that this section that's here, these components won't be installed. They're going to be like these over here on the other side. I tried working with the businesses, but because they're corporations, it was very difficult to get a 4-foot easement in order to take and change the trajectory of the, or just a temporary easement, in order to change the trajectory of how the water would flow. And so this actually changed. I wasn't going to spend the money to have the rendering changed, but it looked like this. And so the bump outs actually taken, it's just like it is in Santa Clara. The bump out will stand separate from the curb and gutter that's there now. So the water will still flow behind the curb, behind these, along the curb and gutter, to all of the few drainage points that we have. No, I'm not fixing the drainage problem. I don't have that much money. But water will still continue to flow the way that it is today. And then one of the big keys, and these were, you know, 14 months of negotiations, we're installing three crosswalks. One will be right here between Home Hardware and Inside Scoop, the Dollar Store and Lens. There'll be another one that will be...
Slow down, Joe. Wait, I'm sorry. What? The red is the crosswalk?
This is the crosswalk.
And where'd you say the second one is? Oh, okay.
And you take and...
There we go.
This is Perkins Street. So there'll be a crosswalk here, and then at Benelli Street at the very northern end of the project, there's another crosswalk that's installed. You'd be amazed, trying to install crosswalks on this street was 14 months worth of negotiations with NDOT. Traffic studies, about a month ago, when things started going our way, you've seen six NDOT trucks out here, you know, one traffic study all at once. They did decide that yes, we were correct, and yes, we do need to have crosswalks installed.
Yay.
One of the big components, because we were, when we go and put our water line on this side and go down and pave it, we did not want to take and have this project left over like we have now. After that last slurry seal, it's a very ugly street. And so when we get done, and it's not, and since the NDOT permit took so long, when the temperature rises, probably April, May, the contractor will have to come back in, and we're going to mill from curb to curb. It'll have a fresh 3/4 inch open grade coat that'll be on, and then the new striping will be in. And if you notice, the lanes are a little bit narrower, and there's a 4-foot bike path on that side, 4-foot bike path on this side. Those are actually safety features that are new designed for NDOT. It's a speed management feature. The trees are speed management features. The one thing that we did not want to do, but we are forced to do, but NDOT is going to take, and it is now, it used to just be a collaboration with the Commissioner's Office in Clark County on the funding aspect. NDOT is now fully involved, and they're going to be a funding agency also. What we wanted was a regular pillar here, so when the kids come up and don't pay attention, my design guy, this is why I didn't pay for more. He put big giant cactuses here. Those don't exist. We wanted this decorative pillar on the side with the flashers. You push the button, they would flash on both sides of the road, they communicate wirelessly, and then that would let individuals know that kids are going to take across the street. Because it's a four-lane road, NDOT is insistent on us having these arms hanging out. So there's actually 10 of those, and to just purchase them is over $800,000.
So, and we are getting them?
So that's what you'll see now is these. This is the look is down Main Street. You'll have the bump out, you'll have a tree, the trees go down. Trees. There's eight on this side. There's 18 trees. There's 10 on one side and 8 on the other.
Wow.
I think the 10 is on this side.
Are they tall enough for the tractors?
Pardon me?
Are they tall enough for the tractors?
So what we have right there, so they won't be out in the travel lane right now. Okay. By the time they do get in the travel lane, they will take and be tall enough. But, the commissioner was able to secure the grant, so that instead of us planting small trees, like they put in the sidewalks in the 80s, these are actually 48-inch spec trees.
Nice.
So they'll come in a 36-inch box, but their calipers are 3 inches around, so they'll be about 12 feet tall.
Wow.
And then that way, once they start to grow and sprout, they'll be above the traffic line. But, the good news is we've all had family members that have almost got hit, especially in this crosswalk, especially. They couldn't get hit in any others because they didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, you will push the button, it'll go across. The sergeant is very happy with the fact that we're finally getting something done in order for crosswalks to go across. Yes. There's officers spent a lot of time parked on Main Street trying to take and get individuals that are 35 plus, they're flying down that damn road. So, we're trying to secure some flashbacks. So, at the beginning, like at the post office, and then when you first enter down by the inside scoot, they'll flash back your speed, and hopefully that will take and get people's attention.
Yeah, because honestly, I've had folks come out to see the rescue and go into town, hopefully to spend money, and have no idea that the speed limit's 25 miles an hour.
Well,
there's one sign.
The big-ass 25 mile an hour zone is right here.
It's this big.
It's not that big.
It's tiny.
It's the same size as a mall over the state.
Listen to me. And it's behind the telephone. I'm taking you out there after the meeting.
They can't see that 25 mile an hour zone. It's as big as everyone in the whole state of the whole United States. So when people tell you they can't see it, lying. It's because they don't look when they drive.
Well, yeah, she didn't see that.
I'm sure the officer will back me up on that one. 100%. He's keeping it
about. I'm really happy about the signals, though, because there's been times that I've been driving down the boulevard and one of the gravel trucks, the Simplot trucks, if they're right there, you can't see if somebody's standing in the crosswalk. And so...
Yeah. With it hanging out over the top of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
It is.
That is one of the things. The biggest part, the hardest part about this design is NDOT is in the process of changing to new standards. When I started negotiating, I was negotiating with Carson City, so I negotiated and put every new standard in here. When it went to the review in Las Vegas, they had no idea what they were looking at. That's what caused a lot of the delay. We're actually under the gun now because I got to get this thing started. And so hopefully my guys will be out there on the 6th, hopefully by the 11th, at an even deal start. But we got to start putting pipe in the ground or we're going to lose the money for it.
Get digging.
Chop, chop.
So, it's all good and exciting.
One of the other
very
foot traffic components that the commissioner's office and some of the committees that have talked is putting awnings on the businesses that are down there. This is the thrift store. The timing wasn't, this is illustration. We have flooding issue. But, so there's grant funding out there for businesses that take and want to have an awning put on the front. There was a couple others. The gentleman that did them
for the county, kind of did it kind of hastily. The subway one actually turns out pretty decent.
It'd be super cute if it matched the Overton sign.
And the burgundies.
And so he just randomly chose colors, there's a red one, a black one, a green one. But for the businesses that are down on Main Street and are willing to take and have them put on, they have a 10-year warranty. They're talking with the businesses so that they can take it. It's to change up and make downtown Overton look a lot better. And so if you don't have a need for this, then they're talking about maybe being able to take and offer some paint, maybe a little bit of landscape or something in order to take and beautify the downtown area. And then as a town, we need to take and figure out what's going to be our hook in order to get people to walk. Some of the ideas that we've had internally at the district is, you know, you go to other towns and you've got kiosks on all of the history. And so you go down there and that's come up a couple times, but you can stop in front of the Pioneer Theater and there'll be a little, and it'll tell you about the history of that spot. If the building doesn't exist, it can have a picture of the building on the kiosk, and I'll still tell you. And it's designed to take and try and get people to park and walk so Main Street doesn't look so big. And then also, we're trying to feature the museum, because the museum is also a big draw for us. The Main Street project is going to be a disruption. It's a 120-day contract. We're hoping it won't take that long. We're hoping that we can get some concessions so that when the contractor starts, he can open up more trench at once. Instead of having to have the closure requirements behind them. So we get the line laid, and then when they come back through to put the bump outs in, make the project flow quicker. The traffic control plan, I heard, was approved conditionally today. So hopefully that'll gear up. The best part about the project is that every contractor on here lives here. So you have UW contractors that'll be doing the water line. Wheeler Electric will take be doing all the street sign installs, the flasher installs, and then the new street sign over here. It'll be Brymont will take and help us do the brickwork on it, and Wheeler will do all the solar for it. And so at least the COVID money that was out there, you know, it was supposed to keep local businesses working, and so it was nice that they were actually a little bit. But it was a long time coming. And I'm sure my name will be cussed for quite a while because of the disruptions to the businesses. But I figured if I got Don Wilbur running the job, his mom's going to get just as many phone calls as I did.
I don't think so. I think in the long run, everybody realizes that this is drastically needed.
It is.
Our downtown is, for the amount of traffic that we get coming from the lake, going to the museum, going to Valley of Fire, people, you know, making that loop, it's just really, it looks tired and run down. So this
I figured the plane is going to come on rent and rave, and it's going to be the individual that's pissed because they needed to take and get down to Ace before they closed, and they were trying to fly down that road, and they had to slow down for the construction zone, and I missed them, and they closed.
That'll make that street.
You know what?
Realize I don't care.
Not your circus, not your monkeys, right?
So
very nice, Joe.
The concept is awesome. You know, we've had Main Street on our head list for better than 20 years, and we've never been able to afford it. So the conversation came up as a happenstance conversation with the commissioner, and that's when she decided, let me see what money I could get. And realized 2.5 years ago when we first started negotiating this, the cost of the project was $1.2 million. It's now 3.4.
Yep.
You gotta love inflation.
It's just ridiculous like, right now, too.
Just like the grocery store.
I think the great part about this is it does a couple of things. So it's the public-private partnership almost, even though you guys aren't necessarily a private entity, but the commissioner being able to come in and just kind of fill the void and fill the gaps that we need to fill, and then just incorporating the upgrades as we go through it. I know there's a vision of just kind of trying to revitalize some things. And then on top of that, not only is it going to change your infrastructure downtown, but it's going to provide additional fire flow to the residential areas as well, because we're going to be now fed up with a 12-inch main versus an 8 and a 4, so
yeah.
I think it's a great thing.
We talk about a couple businesses that want to built down on Main Street, and this will facilitate that. So all the discussions that we've had for those, we are stepping in, with making sure that the fire hydrants are available there, cutting down some costs. I can do it for a 16th of the cost, and then they come do it later. So we'll have Main Street covered, and then one thing you won't see is the fire hydrant like they have over here at the auto store that is 5 feet from the building and unusable. It's never been installed there. That's one of the new and exciting things from Rock to Valley. I'm hoping that there'll be a lot more as they come through. Anybody got any questions?
Is it the ultimate goal to continue on after this, like, portion gets done, waiting and kind of regrouping and continuing on, like maybe the library, as far as like the crosswalks and the flashers?
So one of my negotiation tactics, because NDOT, their comment to me was, I can take and put that flasher in for an eighth of what they can put it in for. And so in order to try and facilitate the project, I told them I'd put flashers on every crosswalk in town. They changed the standard on me. The new poles that they took and put in, they took the original poles, and the original contract for those was around $200,000. They're $800,000 now, so that tells you the new standard on how much those went up. And so that offer got taken off the table. The hard part is that in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, it's difficult to shut down vehicles when a kid gets in that crosswalk, so that flasher would help with that. There's some traffic studies that say that it wouldn't. We all know that if somebody takes and sees a flasher from a mile away, they're going to start to slow down. So, but yeah, so we offered to take and put one in. Logandale, Whipple, over here, library, those four extras that we offered to put in. That kind of fell by the wayside.
Joe, let me ask you one more question. Since we can't have the flashers right there at the library, and that is a heavily used crosswalk, is it something that, you know, you could do, you know, maybe like a rumble strip or something like that where, you know, it kind of gets the driver's attention, like there's something coming up?
So there's a new safety feature that they have out there. That's another grant that's being worked on for rumble strips. That and glow paint. Okay. So that the paint can be painted in the road. It can be an indication of the speed zone that's out there. The rumble strip's coming up. We all know rumble strips actually work now because we've dealt with the construction so far and so long on I-15, they don't get us our attention. Mm-hmm. They work.
They do.
I think that everybody else has noticed that because that's a component that could be seen in the future. I just don't have any control over that.
We'll keep on it.
But, you know, I'm sure Metro has the same concerns from, you know, the tip of Warm Springs all the way to here. You know, kids got to get across the river.
Right.
My concern when they come out to do the traffic study was is that they told us that we don't have enough foot traffic. Tom Collins, when Janice worked for Tom Collins 100 years ago, facilitated a traffic study at Perkins Street, and we tried to take and get a crosswalk put in there. MDOT showed up at 10 o'clock. School's in session. Nobody driving. Nobody walking. And so it was deemed that we didn't need one. That was before this one got put in right here by Anderson Street. We actually got really lucky because when NDOT came out with their six trucks, they were all sitting there playing on their phones on each intersection. I don't know what happened. It was almost like a funeral went through town. Probably better than 30 cars in less than 20 minutes that went through Main Street. I don't know if it was a stage. I don't know. But there was a ton of cars that went down through there. And then all of a sudden, the crosswalks were recognized that they were needed.
Very good. Well, good.
If you're going to slow the traffic down, how are you going to supplement Metro's income?
All right, if there's no more questions from the board, public comment, any questions for Joe?
Come on, Jane.
I have a comment.
Come on up.
Question. Cindy Marquardt, 480 McDonald. If the flashers aren't going to start until all the way down past the library, the board has given their go-ahead for a 90-space RV park in hesitation of saying that the speed limit would slow down. And the flood zone, you just stated clearly that the sandbags are a problem next to the thrift store. So if we live right there on Whitmore, how do we get across the street once the RVs come that are supposed to be slowing down, that aren't slowing down for the school buses to come straight up.
So I can't tell you if they're going to slow down.
Well, this is my question, I guess.
You're anticipating something that doesn't exist yet, and that'll all come when, that'll come when that design is done with the traffic study, and that will tell them that they need a crosswalk, but it has nothing to do with my project.
When would a traffic study for that area?
And they will have to take care of that.
They being?
The applicant.
The people that do the RV park.
Yeah, because that, I think, is not gone to the wayside, that nobody has requested the traffic study. Nobody's requested the police.
You can't request the traffic study until the study, until the...
Well, I'm just questioning, because you are doing the traffic study, or people were here doing the traffic study.
My traffic study took 2 years, so if you're expecting one done in a very timely fashion...
I'm just asking a question, when it would be done, since the RV park is on the table.
I don't have anything to do with an RV park, so I have no idea.
Just was asking as far as the flashers, sir, that's fine.
If the flashers are down on Main Street, they'll serve their purpose, and I...
So the 45 speed limit will be addressed in 2...
You're asking me a question about an RV park that doesn't exist yet.
Thank you. I guess the speed limit at 45 will be addressed after 2 years, right in front of where you want to put the RV park, as the gentleman just says. Won't even be a traffic study. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Anybody else?
You go to the Main Street, see how you are, Joe.
Chuck, 175 Remus Ranch Road. Just two little comments. One is your barrel cactuses that seem like they'll be pretty nice. I've heard that people steal those, so I hope...
That's the reason why I have them.
But then you won't have them.
They were slated for Dallas Boulevard, and they were getting stolen.
And hopefully they don't get
stolen. So they were no longer being installed there, so they were sitting in a warehouse, and so they were offered to us. Nice. And so there will be a robust concrete base that they will be bolted to. Now, anything can be stolen, but yeah, so that's the big concern is that stuff gets taken.
Yeah, so hopefully it does. And then the other thing is your solar lights, the batteries in those will self-destruct after some time. So like 3 years later when the batteries have died, is there, like, who's in charge of...
It's a commercial system, and the battery... Let me take a full picture real quick.
Is there somebody in charge of that? Because it's not yours anymore, I guess, after...
So this property right here is owned by Clark County.
Okay, so they'll...
Yes, and so it's a Clark County grant. It's just being facilitated by the water district because we're doing the project across the street. And so once this is done, it'll be maintained by Clark County.
Okay, and then the paint on your aluminum sign, is how long is it supposed to last?
They're saying better. It has the longest life, for 10 years, over 20. I know the sign has been in Santa Clara, has been there for 17 years, and it still is brand new. They're a little bit cooler than us, but that was the reason why we went with the aluminum. It's a stamped aluminum with a color on it, and it lasts longer than anything. You're well aware, you build anything out of wood and paint it, it goes...
Yeah, no, I wanted to talk to you about that, to not make it wood, and we didn't get to talk, so I'm happy.
Well, when you reached out, that was when I was having my surgery. Yeah. So I figured you had questions, that's why I asked for it.
All good. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
But that's one of the key components on here is that because the majority of this stuff is put on county right-of-way or in county property, this will be maintained by the county. The sign that we're relocating down south of Overton is actually it'll be in the end on right-of-way. We were hoping to be able to put two signs in, but I was not going to take and slow the process down by trying to add that to the project. The handout is pretty rough. It's going to be a blunt object sitting in there. If we had a place that we could place it, that would be outside of the right-of-way area. Now, there's some places in town that's got 100-foot and a 200-foot right-of-way. You can get that well off the road, but it'd have to go somewhere near the museum. And there's already the lift station for the water reclamation man. It's quite a bit of stuff that's cluttered down there, so we decided we'll just take and wait until we get around the corner, we'll relocate the wooden sign there, and then move it down. And you'll probably see it go up late, because I still have to get some type of approval through MDOT on it. And so you'll probably see this sign long before you'll see the other one that's relocated down there.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate all the great information and your work on this.
It's going to look fantastic.
I appreciate you guys taking the time. You know, the majority of the board already knew a lot of the stuff that was coming down the pike. It's just a long process in order to get it to where we are today. Grant funding has so many strings that are attached to it. Timelines that you know, they take forever, but once they tell you you can have it, you've got a very small window to spend it. So we're just grateful that you guys gave us an opportunity, some input sometime during the last 2 years. You know, we're all friends here. We've all talked at one point in time. But we're appreciative you let us come in and at least give you a little bit of update on it.
All right, more to come.
Yes.
Then we won't complain. All right, moving on. Planning and zoning. We have no items this evening, so right to general business. And this is one of a three-part meeting to review previous fiscal year budget requests. I should say previous year's budget requests. Take input from the public regarding requests for the next fiscal budget year. And we have in front of us the minutes from the September 2022 meeting. The first one is finished ball fields and add a play area and shade for the bleachers with misters. It says currently in design. So I do believe Parks and Rec want to. Do you have anything to tell us about that?
About the, say that again. I was trying to find it on the...
It's the finish the ball fields and add a play area. It says that it's in pre-design.
It has all been approved, and so we are just waiting for the go date. We were told that all in 2024, we would not have access to the ball fields. So we're hoping the beginning of 24 or the end of this year.
Do you want to know who she is?
Yeah, I don't know all these people. We're all supposed to speak and, you know,
come on up.
Introduce ourselves.
She works for the county.
That's fine.
Laura Lynn Robinson, 375 North Adelia Street, Overton. I'm with Parks and Recreation. So ball fields, we're hoping that they will break ground and begin at the end of this year or at the beginning of 2024.
Okay.
Everything's been approved, so.
So we can take this off our wish list?
Yeah.
I'd sure like to do
yes.
that.
I would say yes.
Okay. That's great news.
Okay.
Anything else? Did John ask for anything? Or
he did not ask for anything. He did. His question was about if there was any desire for a splash pad in Overton Park or Logandale Park. I know we're getting one at the ball fields. And he talked about, there was one other thing. I thought I wrote it down, but I did not.
Well, please give him our best well wishes for his family,
yeah.
And hopefully we'll see him at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Orlin, thanks.
Thank you.
Clark County Fairgrounds bleachers have been brought up to ADA standards. I know that wasn't Gene's concern with it, but I don't know anyone here from the fair board by chance. I think I recognize all the faces, so I'll say that's a big no. Any comments on that?
I think there's still some desire. The extension of the junior livestock awning, basically, would just be that's just connecting kind of the buildings together, so when it rains, you don't have a big mud puddle in the middle of all of it. You know, that was asked by the fair board
forever ago.
5 or 6 years ago.
Forever ago.
The other thing is, I think on here, item number 5, I believe there's a splash pad designed into the ball field redesign.
Yes.
Right.
So
yes.
That can come off that list because it's going to go concurrent
yes.
with the fair or the redesign of the ball field.
All right. So Judy can tell them to remove 1 and 5.
Okay.
I really. You all can tell me your thoughts, but I really want someone here from the fair board to talk about their role in covering that rodeo arena. I'm just not sure.
It's just the practice arena they want covered.
Not the actual arena?
Correct.
Who speaks on that behalf, other than Tom Collins, who, like Joe said, was 100 years ago?
It was a community member, actually, former
board member.
Jane?
No.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Pearson.
Oh.
And it's going to be at $4.7 million when you did this one. This is probably a $10 million project right now. So.
All right. So I just hope in two more meetings that we come up with a more plausible, I'm not quite sure how to say it, that reflects the community. It breaks my heart to not see a lot of folks here, but I'm sure if you glanced at this agenda at the post office or the grocery store or wherever it's posted, that maybe you didn't see the importance of the budget requests. But, okay, so I'm going to ask...
I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
There are pickleball courts that are going to be at the new ball field.
Okay.
Four of them.
Yes. Excellent. That's on here somewhere, right?
It's on here for Logandale Park. And I think that is they're going to repurpose either one or both of the tennis courts. So yeah. I don't know if you want both things
I don't
to
know.
Happen
I think
or if you want just one.
If we got pickleball courts on the new
ball fields,
I don't know that...
And hopefully we get the Logandale one, or the Overton ones open.
I think it would be better to take the
funds. Don't we talk about the Overton one?
Yes, please.
Oh, dear, yes.
So they are expected to be finished with the Overton tennis courts and opened soon. We don't know the length of the occupancy certificate will take, but hopefully we begin that process next week. So
very good.
Yes.
Finally,
yes.
Perfect, thank you. Well, and so, Judy, I guess you just need to check with whoever you need to check with regarding getting rid of seven as well.
Okay.
I still see it. I don't see it's the best use of funds if we can have other projects we can fund.
I agree. I totally agree.
So, six new chairs and storage racks.
It's been on the agenda since
forever,
I got on board.
Forever, and they are so easy. So. This chair that Jill's in, it will not move. The one at the end is sunken in.
Okay. All right, so.
They definitely need to be redone.
Do you want me to request somebody from the fair board to be at the next
I
meeting?
Would love you to request someone from the fair board. And have
for
them
the
have,
meeting for the 27th?
Please, and have them have their Wheaties that day. September 27th, right?
Right.
All right, I'll remember when we get to the next meeting date. So now we go to the shooting area with the lights off of higher. Is that still something folks are?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're interested in that.
All righty. And then the BMX track, has there been any movement on that?
No, and I haven't heard, since Gene's been off the board, I don't, I think that's the last I really heard about that one.
Okay.
We've got a lot more mountain bike stuff. There's some developed trails now.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if this is going to kind of go by the wayside eventually.
Well, is it the Whipple family who has all the bike trails?
Yes.
Don, yeah.
Yeah, out by.
Yeah.
Wasn't this one yours, Brian?
No.
Seven, no?
No. Well, seven was seven.
No, I'm sorry, two.
Two of them are.
Okay.
Is that construct BMX track by Fire Station 73?
In the pit.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So that's in the corner there.
So they originally started it. That's what the pit was originally, from my understanding. It was supposed to be a BMX track. The problem is there's liability issues. There's maintenance issues. You'd have to develop a club to run it and develop and maintain it. And I don't know that this county's going to have a whole lot of appetite for the liability on that alone. So.
Well, talk to me about, this is the description, what you just said, the group and the Little League. I'm fine taking number two off of the list as well.
Yes, I think hobbies, I don't see why the county's really supporting, spending millions.
Good way to put it.
For a small group of hobbyists.
Okay.
Same with the covered arena. That is a small group, millions for just a few people.
All right, and again, this is only discussion tonight, so.
Maybe that's something that when John is back, he can kind of, he works with these kids
every
day.
Yeah, what are they asking
and
for?
And he can find out, he probably already knows interests and things like that. I don't have any littles anymore, so.
Well, there's, just so you know, there's some things on the horizon. There's some teen stuff that the commissioner's looking at, and there's some things on the horizon that, if that gets put in place, there will be more activities for the kids. The problem with the BMX track is it's 120 degrees in July and August.
There's
113 today. There's nobody out riding their bikes. No.
Yes, but it's only 2 months out of the year. It's a beautiful place to live. Brian, do tell what's on the horizon.
Yes.
So there's just, there's some plans. The commissioner's got some plans that she's looking into to try to develop some facilities for kids.
Facilities for kids? Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in stone yet, and it's just kind of a preliminary thing, but that's the idea, is to find some place for these kids to be able to go after school and have some things to do. So that's one of the things that we've heard, like, we hear a lot, right? So kids don't have anything to do, which I find amazing, because there's a whole desert out there, and like I didn't need facilities. That's when I grabbed.
You can't plug your Xbox in out there.
But I'm grabbing lizards and drank from a hose, but I guess we can't do that anymore. It's toxic.
We're never going to please everybody, right?
No.
We have a large senior population here. We've got kids here. We've got, you know, rural, and that's all I want to maintain is our rural lifestyle. That
yes,
I will fight for until I die on that property. So. Judy, we are giving you the blessing to remove two under other.
Okay.
And then I would challenge all of you to maybe come up with something, and the folks that you talk to in your travels, to maybe add one or two things.
I have something I would like to add.
Okay.
Generator for this building and the Fine Arts Building.
It's on there.
We've talked about that.
It is on there.
Yeah,
I just saw it. I just have to find it again. So that is.
I spoke about it.
I saw
last
it.
Year.
I saw it. I just don't know where I saw it.
Mm-hmm. I asked about it because, you know, we have power outages. We had kids when the freeway was washed out.
Yeah,
stuck
right.
At the,
right.
Oh,
I think that's
on.
When the conversation first came up. Right. And does
Metro, last year.
Officer Kontop, what do you have some kind of backup at this? No.
We're all connected to the same building.
The fire station does.
But we do not.
Fund generator. So it's on the net. So there's two of these, these, and the second one has
on the
fund generators
from 10-12.
It's item 8. Yeah, it's on 10-12's agenda.
Yes.
I knew
there
I saw it.
It.
I just couldn't find it. So a little slow.
So we do have to go
agenda.
To.
It didn't make it onto this list.
8.
Well, it's on the 10-12 list. It looks like there was a 9-14, and then we updated and added that at 10-12.
Yes.
I don't have that in front of me.
It's in the agenda, so.
Oh, it's in here.
Oh, okay.
It's just the next set of pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last page, I think.
Jill, did you have anything?
Are we doing like the public our comment now?
Well, just for this.
No, just, oh,
no.
No, I think I'm going to get with some of the kiddos that I know to try to see if there's something that.
All right, and I know Gene Houston grabbed me at when I was serving beer at the rodeo this year, and lowering the walkway or something so people aren't obscured. Like, to get to your seat, you have to walk by everybody. I knew what he meant, what he was telling me, but I just want to check with him to make sure that we keep that on there. But again, the Fair Board.
And if you have a meeting on the 27th,
uh-huh.
And all of these things come in.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 10th of October, you can come back, and you still have time to find. You can finalize
to vote.
That list.
Okay.
So you can work with it again on the 27th.
Okay.
And then on the 10th, finalize it.
Super. Because I have more questions.
It's not my place to say, but could
yes,
I,
it is.
Could I request about the generators? It's for the Moapa Valley Community Center and the Clark County Fairgrounds. I think you should add the senior center to that. And I'll tell you why. Because the senior center
yes.
has a kitchen.
Yep.
Yes.
Big one.
It has a big kitchen, and if it's a something where we have a few days outage, it would be nice to be able to have that kitchen and
be able
have
to
the
feed
food
our
storage.
Our
yeah,
yes.
I can't feed that many people out there. So
no.
Have faith in
so
good
think,
idea.
I think we should add a senior center to it.
Yep.
I think it would be functionally more valuable.
Okay. Very good. See, that's why we're happy you spoke.
Thank you.
Anyone from the public have.
Comment. Nobody else? I've commented since Park and Rec is here. Well, we get to talk about Overton Park again. It's Cindy Marquardt, 480 McDonald. She spoke briefly about the park is just now being put back together as far as the tennis and hopefully the basketball court. I have 40 tennis rackets. I taught all the children from the bus stop how to swing tennis rackets. And I also have taught them all how to throw the frisbee, since this is what we have at our park. Kind of useless for the kids that are third grade on up, as far as no offense to the park. It's hot. Everything that's down there is metal. Kids are into this ninja warrior stuff. our park down here, we hold a car show. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's been under lock and key for years. I don't know who that has to do with. I'm assuming it has a big lawsuit, why it's under lock and key. I haven't heard things. Yes, there's all kinds of things for kids to do. I have always thought the VFW place was a great place for kids to come after school. Volunteers could come. There could be all kinds of things we can do for our community. Once they get off the school buses, there's nowhere for these kids to go. They wander down, again, where I live. Whitmore. And I see them all go home with nothing to do. I've invited several of them to my home. I know them all personally. Fourth graders, fifth graders now are all going over to the middle school. And yes, I am desperately seeking something at our park. I know everything is being pulled over to a baseball park over in Logandale. These kids don't live in Logandale. They live here in Overton. We have nothing at our park. We have a toddler park. If anybody ever goes down there, what you see at the park are toddlers. There's nowhere to ride bikes. There's no sidewalks. If I had a child, I'd be screaming at him every time to get out of the road because a car would be coming to run him over. I hang out at the park every day. I have a dog that faithfully went in the pool, and I have another dog, Bus Stop Stella, who is very involved with children. She pulls a red wagon. She plays cornhole. She also plays tennis to get the tennis balls. I have over 200 balls. My dog is very active, and there is nothing to do down at the park. There is no shade for my dog. There is basically no water. I mean, I know where to turn the spigot on to get her water, and I do bring water. But I am saying there are some wooden benches down there. Our park is Logandale. Beautiful park. Everything you need. They have a skate park. My kids ain't going over to no skate park. They ain't got no skateboards. Ain't nobody taking their kids over to Logandale unless you live in Logandale. So these kids in Overton are suffering because our park locked up for years. Tennis rackets, only somebody nice like me has come to teach them even how to swing a racket or even know anything about tennis. And we will never have a tennis star, basketball star, maybe over in Logandale where they have beautiful parks to play.
All right, Cindy.
And I'm just saying, I need more park. I need more park. Are my 3 minutes up?
Well, do you have something constructive?
Yes, I just need more park. More
at
park.
Overton Park.
Yeah, okay. Everything's heading out to a baseball field, splash pad. Hey, get me one for the kids.
Okay.
You want an RV park with everything up there for other people? Overton has zip at the park.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Jane's sitting quietly.
That's a feat in itself.
All right, so there will be more to come on the budget. Judy, let me just confirm it now so I don't forget. So the scheduled meeting is September 13th, but if there are no items...
There are no items currently, but there is...
Then we'll
there
go...
There is the Sports Center
on September 27th. But if we have an item on the 13th, we're going to be meeting days.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I
have one question.
Yes.
As we sit here and we talk about the budget, is there any dollar amounts that we're trying to stick to, or just wish lists?
It's pie in the sky. Like, this is what we want, and then if there's money that happens to pop up, which is why I'm like, we're going to do a pickleball court, take it off, because then money is going to divert from something else that we could possibly use.
Okay.
So, it's very little. I mean, and that's the thing, is it really works, like, with... Joe Davis, what happens is we start working into a project, and when there's grant money available, like we may be able to get an emergency operations grant to fund generators. And so as a commissioner kind of goes through things and sees programs, you can look at a budget list and say, I can get a grant for this, and then just fund it. So
I see. Thank you for clarification.
Okay, let me go over with you so I make sure I have these things right.
Sure.
I'm going to be removing the number one finished ball fields and add play area for children, because that's already being done. We're going to take off number 5 for adding a splash pad to Logandale Park, since there is going to be one at the ball fields, which is in Logandale.
Well, I'm hearing, so why don't we leave add a splash pad to Logandale Park?
Just to Overton Park?
To Overton Park. I'm sorry.
Let's change it. Okay.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
Took off, add a separately designated pickleball court because there are going to be new ones at
part
the
of that.
Field.
Yep.
And then I had we had complaints about the Overton Park. We need to add a splash pad, and my understanding is that the basketball courts and the Overton tennis courts, the litigation is done and over and...
Perfect.
And those things are about to happen.
Years.
I could never tell you a day because, because it's not me doing it. If I was doing it, I would tell you, I'm going to be there on that day. When you're doing with third party.
I'll bring a tennis racket for you, Judy.
Oh, I've got one.
There you go.
We used to use those all the time.
Yeah, I love tennis.
And then we're going to take off constructive BMX track at the fire station, remove that.
Yep.
Back of that was description of that. And then on the finalized list, which is a compilation of what I just read you, we're going to add a senior generator for the senior center.
Yes.
And that's the only other thing.
Super.
Can I throw something out there? Maybe like a circuit workout. You know how you go to some parks and they have the built-in equipment where you can, you know, do push-ups or, and then you move to the next set and something like that?
Cora Coleman Senior Center, the Bob Price Recreation Center in Maryland's district, it has
Bunkerville has it. And
yeah. Oh, do they?
Moapa just requested it on theirs.
Well, maybe we could do something like that at the Overton Park as well because there is a lot of room there. We have that whole grass area.
I love it.
You want me to put it on here?
Yes.
Are you guys okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just put it at the end of the list or?
Yep, be number nine or other.
Sure. Well, Brian's point is well taken that you look at the entire list and if there's a grant hanging around or there's a famous exercise person who moves to town that wants to donate, it'll be on the list. I'm not sure it matters where.
It just kind of becomes low-hanging fruit. It's already there. We already had the vision of it. And it's like, oh, that's an item I can fund. So
yeah. The way we worded that one at Moapa was a walking path with benches and exercise stations.
Exercise stations.
And yeah. I think that would meet Cindy's issue as well, having a sidewalk.
Some kids ride around, not in the parking lot, would be great.
Yes.
Good just job. A track,
yes.
You know, so something for them, you know.
Good idea.
I know you don't have kids. Okay.
Okay, so I'll combine those two and make one. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. All right, we are nearing the finish line here. Comments by the general public. Anything else? And so, if we have an item, we'll see you on September 13th. If we do not, we're definitely here on September 27th. Thank you again for your input. Talk to your friends and neighbors about coming for the second discussion of the budget, because I'm happy to put anything on there that will make someone's lives better in our valley. And I hate to do a motion for adjournment.
Go for it, Jill.
I'll make a motion.
Oh. Do y'all want to stay?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 7, what is it? 58. Adjourned. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Dan.